We continue our learning of the Mishmas Davi ben Menachem, Moshe Menachem Yaakov, and Pinchas Leo. We are in Bava Kama, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud. Now, the previous Mishnah spoke about someone who stole from his father or swore falsely that he did not steal, then the father passed away. So we spoke about the fact that he has to pay a Keren V'Chomesh to the children, to his brothers, maybe to his uncles, different opinions about that. And then we said that, let's say he really has no money himself. He doesn't will lose out on his portion. So he said, okay, there's a way to circumvent this. He's able to borrow money, and then the Balei Chov come, and Malveh will collect that payment from the Gzela itself, and this person doesn't end up losing out. So based on that, which was Gzela obviously related to our Masechta, we're going to discuss something similar with respect to Nidorin. Taking a vow. Ha'omer livno konam iata nehene misheli. He have a father who maybe got upset at his son, and he said to his son, konam, which means like I prohibit everything that I own as a korban to you, which is a classic what a neder is, and you can't get hana from me. So everything that the father has is now asur b'hana to the son. Imeis, if the father now dies, so now there's the question, the father dies, so normally the son can't get any benefit, the neder says the son can't get any benefit from the father, but now, so then, what about the Yerusha that comes to him? But now the father passes away. So it says the Mishnah, Yerushanu, which means the son is able to inherit the father, he can get hana, he can get pleasure from the property of the father, like the other Yerushim, because this neder only takes effect, the Isra hana is only when his father's alive, when the nechassim belonged to his father, after the father passed away, they don't belong to the father. So the neder was, you can get hana from my nechassim. But now they're not his nechassim, and therefore there's no problem. But let's say, the language of the neder, the formula of the neder was, b'chayof uvamoso. The father said, I'm making a neder that you can get hana from me, both in my lifetime and after my passing. Then in meis lo yirashenu. Then the son cannot get hana from the nechse yirusha, even after the father passes away. Now, technically speaking, he really is, he should be Zocha in the Yerusha min Hadin, and that's because, after all, there's only an Isser Hana in the Yerusha. So the Yerusha comes to him, he just can't get a benefit from it. So he is Yoresh. You know what he's Yoresh? He's Yoresh. He's Surei Hana. So what should he do then? The Yachzer says the Mishnah, Livanav. He should return, some have the word v'yitain, his chelek in the Yerusha, he returns to Banav. What's Banav? That is the sons of his father. We mentioned this in the previous Mishnah, which is his brothers. His portion, he can't get hana from his portion, that he's Yoresh. So the brothers get that. Oh, le'echav, or to his uncles, the brothers of his father, if, of course, this son, doesn't have any brothers, if he's an only child. V'meinlo, as we said in the previous Nishtar with respect to Gezela, after the father passed away where he stole from his father, he has nothing to eat. V'meinlo, he has nothing, so he can't forego the Yerusha of his father. He needs that money. Love, he can borrow money, and with that money he can buy food. U'balechov ba'im v'nifraim, and the balechov, the person, the malver from whom he borrowed money, is able to take the payment of the loan from the chelek that this son has in the Nechse HaYerusha. And the son is not violating the neder, because it's not considered getting hana, the fact that a Baal Chov is coming to collect the debt from the Nechse HaYerusha, that's a Ferish of Mishnah Nedarim. Perek Dala Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah says, Hamudar hana mechaveru parelo chovo. One who is mudar hana from his friend, it's not considered a violation of the neder, paying back someone's loan, because you're not giving him the money directly. It's done indirectly, whereby paying back his loan, this way you won't have to pay that debt, but it's not like you're giving him the money directly. Perek Tes, Mishnah Yudav. A halacha is that a ger who passes away, a convert, and has no yorshim, anyone who takes now his nechassim is zoch. It's like taking from hefker. So we want to talk about a case in the Mishnah here, what we call Gezel HaGer. Gezel HaGer, a person steals from a ger, or now who passes away, how does the Goslin fulfill Hashavas HaGzela, returning the object that was stolen? HaGozel Es HaGer V'nishbalo, person who stole from a ger who has no Yarshim, no one's inheriting him. So there are no previous generations, normally when it comes to Yerusha, if you don't have later generations, so it goes back to the previous generations. person has no children, so it goes to the siblings, and it goes to the father, goes to the grandfather, all the way back to Yaakov Avinu. But goes to Lazager, if he has no Yorshim, so then there's nothing to talk about. Now, Vinishbala, what happened? He stole from a ger. He swears falsely, same case, he swears falsely, as in the previous Mishnah, he swears falsely, no, I didn't steal. In the end, though, we realized that he did, and he admitted that he stole. Vamesa, now the ger died. So typically, what is a goslin in such a case where he swears falsely and then admits to it? He has to pay Karen, the principal, Chomesh Ed on a fifth, and bring an Asham Gezelos, bring the guilt offering. So here, what does he do? Who is he paying to? The Ger has no Yarshim. The Ger died. Harezim Mishalim Karen v'Chomesh LaKohanim. The Kohen of that Mishmar, of that particular week, they are going to be paid the Karen and the Chomesh, the principal and the fifth, in order for this goslin to fulfill returning the Gzela. And Va'asham L'Mizbeach. And of course, he brings a Karban Asham. That Karban Asham is the Asham Gzelos that he brings on the Mizbeach for Kapara, for atonement. And this is the Pasuk of the Chumash. The Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Parakeh, Pasuk Ches, V'mein la'ish go'el, halo hashiva Asham elav. If a person has no redeemer, meaning no relative, for you to return the Asham, meaning the Gzela, to him, Ha'asham ha'mushav la'ashem la'kohen. So it should be given to the Kohanim. Milavad, which except for, of course, the El HaKippurim, which is the Isle, which is the Ram, which is the Asham, which is for atonement, Asher Chaper Bo Alav, that, of course, you have to bring. So this is the what the Chumash says, the Keren of the Chumash, in a case of Gezal Hager, that's the case we speak about in Bamidbar, Gezal Parshas Baso, you return this, the money, the Keren, the Chomesh, to Hashem, which is how it's given to the Kohanim, and then the Korban Asham, of course, that's your Kapara. What about Haya, says the Mishnah, Haya Mala Esa Kesef Vesa Asham? He's on his way up to Yerushalayim, as he's supposed to. He was a goslin. He stole from a ger. The ger passed away. The ger had no Yerushim, so he has to bring the money and the Karban Asham. He's bringing up to Yerushalayim to give the money to the Kohanim, the Karen, the Chomesh, and bring the Asham as a Karban. And what happens, Vames? And this guy, the goslin himself, dies. Says the Mishnah, what do you do? What do we do with the money? What do you do with the animal? Hakesef, you know, saying Livanov. The money, the Karen of the Chomesh, give to the sons of the goslin. I mean, he is the goslin. The goslin is on his way up. He's about to bring the stuff, the money to the Kohanim and the Asham as the karma. You know where the money now goes? To his children. There's no need to bring them to the Kohanim anymore. Since the goslin died, so he has no one else has the mitzvah of the Hashavas HaGzela. And technically speaking, after the ger died, the goslin really is zoche in the gzela, according to the letter of the law, because the ger has no yorshim, has no relatives, and the goslin, therefore, is basically picking this thing up and acquiring it from hefker. The only reason why we tell him to bring to the kohanim is because he wanted him to get the kapara. But now that he's dead, there's no kapara for him to have. And therefore, if there's no hashavas gzela, so it belongs to the Karen the Chomesh, belongs to the goslin himself, and now therefore his children can take it biyerusha. What about the Karban Asham though? He's dead. He can't bring a Karban Asham. He has no owner now. The Asham, since he was makdish the Asham to the, he sanctified it to bring it as a Karban, but you now can't because he's not alive. So what do you do with it? You can't just let it, become, it's not chulin, can't just say it's not kadosh anymore. Yira atche yistoev, let it graze until it has a mum, and once it's a, that's what we do, by the way, with the Karban Asham. Let's say the owner died. In general, that's what we do. So that's what we're going to do here as well. And once it has a mum and it can't be born as a carbon, it's disqualified from being born as a carbon, v'imacher, then you can sell the animal, v'yiplu damav l'nadav, and use the money to give to the box, the pushkin, the Beis HaMikdash, with which they're going to buy animals to bring them on the Mizbeach as olos nadava, carbon ola, that's just a voluntary carbon. When the Mizbeach is what we call the Kayetz HaMizbeach, when the Mizbeach is batel, is not busy at all. So that's what we'll use the money for. But the Asham, now that it has a mum, it's no longer holy, and it's been redeemed. So then, now that animal you're able to use. So that's what should happen to where if the Gazlan himself passes away, the Yorshim get the money, and the Asham wait till it gets a mum, sell it, and then the money that's used are used for the Nedava to bring Karbonos Nedava in the Beis HaMikdash.